America weekend.
How do you choose a date? Woody thought of Janice and how good-looking she was. Yes, he'd enjoy that, except, well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored. She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Our next guest is considered the world's leading relationship coach. She is revolutionizing the dating world by giving men and women the tools and skill set to attract, date, and get the person of their dreams through her unique curriculum, the Wing Girl Method. She is the host of the popular Ask Women podcast and the author of the best-selling book, That's Not How Men Work. It is great to say hello to Marnie Kinross. Marnie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. Both of you have really nice voices.
Oh, thank you.
That is
just confirmation that we are in the right field, Ed.
Exactly.
Exactly. Keep doing what you're doing at work.
And what a way to start an interview, by ingratiating yourself to the host. See, this is just,
I know how to work it.
She's a smart one.
She knows how to work everything.
She's a smart one.
The next 10 minutes are going to be just nirvana. You have become quite a resource of inside information to help men get some, for lack of a better term. How did this all start?
Honestly, I wish that I could say that it had been thought of for years. I cooked it up when I was 14 years old and had a dream to be a wing girl, but it didn't. I was randomly at a singles mixer at a rabbi's house when I was in my early 20s, and nobody was talking to each other, so I literally started grabbing men, and I would pull them to start talking to women, facilitate the conversation, and when they were all good, I would walk away, and by the end of the night, people were interacting, a couple of people were making out, so when I went home, I said to my roommate, I want to do this for a living. I didn't realize men had so much difficulty making the approach and starting a conversation. I want to help guys understand what to do with women.
He's really?
Like, there's no way. Yeah. And so I said, actually, I want to be a wing girl. And that didn't exist at that time. And he's like, that would never, ever work. You'll never make money. And guys would never want information from women about women. And I was like, I don't think you're right. So I put up a post on Craigslist at like 1:30 in the morning, and I had over 75 responses by the next morning.
I honestly think that is the smartest thing ever.
Thank you.
It is.
Because men are dumb.
We are completely illiterate. We have no idea. We understand the concept. We're all trying to get to insert tab A into slot B, but how do we get there? We don't know.
Right. True.
Right.
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't say that men are dumb, because actually they're kind of awesome, and I've learned that much more as the years go by that I've worked with.
Yeah.
I mean, in some areas they're dumb, 100%. But they're absolutely fantastic and simple in a wonderful way.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not women, so they don't understand how we think. We think in much more subtle terms and ways, and they don't understand that subtlety because they take things at face value. They're meant to be hunters. They're supposed to go after what they see in front of them, and we're protectors as women, so we are trained to look below the surface. That's why we communicate that way.
Wow.
Thank you for coming on this show. This is like the best interview. talk to me about, what is this, the Chictionary?
Yes. So I wrote this like 4 years ago. So I get like hundreds of emails every single day from men saying, what does it mean when a woman says this? What does it mean when she does this? What does her face mean when she like tilts it to the side? Like all of these things for decoding women.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote out to my list. I have like about 80,000 members of my website right now. So I wrote to them and I said, you know what? Instead of me writing these one-off emails, why don't you just send me everything that frustrates you or confuses you or baffles you about women that you want decoded. I will decode it and I will put it into a dictionary for you. And I'm going to call it the Chictionary.
I love
this. So that's what I've done. So I've also done, you know, I've interviewed 6,000 women over the past 12 or 13 years. So my collection of information isn't just my opinion and my feedback. It's based on their opinions, their feedback. And what I do with women is I really try to press for real answers and not surface level answers. So some women like me, some women don't like me, but I try to have women call attention to the things that they're really doing and feeling so that they don't keep relaying poor information to other people.
I'm in awe right now.
We're looking at each other with our mouths open. We have never been educated as much on this show as we just have been over the past, three and a half minutes.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, God, you're making me blush.
You know what it is? Because as you're speaking, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, Ed has so many questions for you right now.
Yes.
And I'm sure that he...
Yes.
What do you want to ask? ask me.
And you know what this is? This is almost as if, you know, God has come down from the mountaintop and said, Ed Kalecki, you have 10 minutes. Ask me whatever you want to know about anything in the universe. But actually, in this case, God is actually just Marty Kinross. So here I am. All right. One of the things that I see here, and this is something that every guy in the world wants to know, how to be more than just friends.
Oh, the friend zone.
All right, here we go. It's a family show, so I have to create some imagery. Okay, everybody understands you got to go to Applebee's, but how do you get to go to Cold Stone Creamery after dinner for a little dessert when you don't want to be more than just, you know what I mean? You just want to be, you want to be friends, but you want the fringe benefits.
So wait a minute.
What?
You're talking about friends with benefits right now?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like that without the relationship?
Well, you know what? I'm cutting to the chase here. Is it possible?
Yeah, no.
Marty, is it possible?
You're talking about whatever it is that's possible, whether or not you want a relationship, you want something casual, you want something fun.
Exactly.
So
you know what? And I need to throw it out there. I've been married 22 years, so this is all in a hypothetical sense, of course.
Right.
So let's just say I wanted this. I want a friend with a benefit, and we all know what that benefit is. How do I do that?
I'm going to say something to you. You've been married for 22 years. Everything that I teach men will also help with your marriage. So
really?
The same answer is, because most likely, I'm guessing, in your marriage, maybe you are acting a little friendly towards your wife if you have children. It's even like a little friendlier or business-like at most times because you're
the
very
key word
busy.
There is little. Yeah. So, yes.
Yep. Right. So here's the thing that I tell anybody, whether they're in a relationship or they're not in a relationship, but if they want to not be seen as a friend, the key thing is you are the only one who puts yourself in the friend zone. And if you want to stop being seen as friendly, stop acting so damn friendly.
Wow.
Don't act like a friend if you want to be something more. Touch. Flirt, tease, show your intent. The thing is that a lot of men think it's disrespectful or it's not polite to show that they have either a sexual intention or an attraction intention towards a woman. I mean, I wouldn't say to, like, you know, pounce on her and start humping her leg in the middle of dinner, but you're allowed to, like, lean over and touch her on the leg, look her in the eyes, talk in a more sultry way, ask her flirty questions. You don't have to keep everything friendly and bland in order to respect her, because at that point, you're not really helping any spark or chemistry be created. A woman's not going to feel anything exciting for you if you're not giving her anything different to feel.
And wow. I agree that this also applies to someone who has been married for 22 years, because after
100%.
A while you get comfortable, but there's nothing wrong. And I'm going to use this phrase, and I hope people don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
You can have an affair with your wife
Oh, my
sure.
God, yes.
You have to
do you
make
know what
it,
I mean?
Right.
Every week you should be.
You have to make it sexy. You have to create that romance.
Right.
And because you know what? It was there in the beginning. That's why you're married for 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
The key
Absolutely.
Is trying to keep that.
Yeah,
and if it's not there,
got to keep it interesting.
Try to rekindle it.
Keep that spark alive.
Yeah.
Right.
And the hard part is for a lot of men is that, you know, sadly, that most of that does fall on the men to do, because as women, we do want somebody to, you know, to turn us on, to flirt with us, to take the lead when it comes to initiating in that department. Like, I'm a married woman, I'm a mother as well, so I will say that a lot does not fall onto our shoulders. As women, we take a lot on for our household responsibilities, even if we are working mothers as well. So that if we also have to be, like, in charge of keeping the romance alive, which we definitely should be a part of it and a participant, it becomes very overbearing if your partner isn't as equally committed to doing so. So I know a lot of men don't like to hear this, and they get upset that it's all on them, but a lot of it is on them, whether it's the beginning stages of dating or it's 10 years into a marriage. I wish it wasn't. Like, I wish I could be PC and say it's everybody's responsibility.
No.
It's not. It is the man.
There are 100%. Certain realities in life, and we can't change that. Men have roles and women have roles, and no matter how much society is trying to get us to kind of homogenize all of this, those things just don't change.
Yeah, some things that don't change. That's right.
Absolutely.
It is nature. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you talk about a guy keeping up with his masculine confidence, which is something that I think is a turn on. There's nothing worse than a guy that's insecure. I'm sorry. Well, there's nothing worse than a woman that's insecure, but for because I'm a woman.
Of course.
Nothing worse than a guy that is not confident.
Mouse. Right.
It's a huge turnoff. I would say that the number one thing that women list out of the women that I've spoken to for attractive attributes or qualities, confidence comes up in the top three every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I never hear a woman say, like, definitely it's looks. Like, I always hear something talked about their personality way before commenting on their looks or their ass or their money. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's in there. It's in that sphere for sure. But the confidence and the sense of humor, most times, is way above those other things.
Well, because you could be a hottie and be totally empty inside, and that makes you totally unattractive. You know, if you can't hold a conversation or do anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, I'll sleep with you one time, but I'm not going
to. Right. Just don't say anything, honey.
Hey, just keep your mouth shut and we'll be done with the whole thing pretty soon.
Right, exactly.
No, but it's true.
Just smile and look pretty so I can tell my friends that I
have sex. That's hysterical.
Exactly.
Because I think sometimes, of course, looks are important, but if you're a guy and you have a very confident personality and you know how to talk to people and you know how to look them straight in the eye and make them melt right in front of you, that's a big help. And you know what? That's part of that masculine confidence. Mm-hmm. And as a guy,
absolutely,
it makes you feel good when you have the power to do that.
Right.
And
absolutely.
I speak of that from experience. Marnie, stay with us. We're coming up on a network break. More elucidating information from the one and only Marnie Kinner is coming up. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.